grandmother lived in Calhoun, Georgia, and they would bring their wool all the way down to Roswell. And then they got the modern pants factory, they called it, there in Roswell.
Did you know any of the people who worked in the mill?
Yes, yes. And I know the different ones that worked in the mill, you know, the later years.
Was the group of people who worked in the mill fairly distinct from the rest of the community?
Not a whole lot. I mean, all about the same.
Let's see. Can you think for a moment about any key historical moments that you'd like to comment on for future generations to remember?
Well, it's a little bit of... It's almost in Roswell now. They call it the Alpharetta area up at Crabapple. The gin is still standing. They have turned it into a business that I hold cotton there back in the 30s, a two-horse wagon, and they gin it, and then you carry it back home. And then another thing, probably lots of people don't know, but the largest stalk of cotton in the world was grown in Crabapple, Georgia, and it is in our state capital even now. And the store where Brogan Shoes is still standing, it's a brick building, two store, and it's around 200 year old.
And what was the name of that store?
Well, it's just the Crabapple Antique Store owned by some individual.
Was it called the Antique Store back when you bought it?
It was, no, it was the owned it. And so I remember back, well, in the 30s, going in that store, and it still stands. And this is be under Roswell now is where Celestine Sibley lived, and she wrote for Atlanta paper at about a 5 foot wide fireplace, and my ancestors built this, and it was a schoolhouse, about one room schoolhouse. Celestine lived in it, and people would come down. She's a good writer. They'd come down and to visit and says, "You mean we're going to stay here in this house?" And she lived there till she died, and that was her home. But you know, it was rustic.
And where was this?
This is at Sweet Apple, which is now called Roswell, Georgia, in the city limits of Roswell. But they've extended the city limits about 7 miles out from what used to be Roswell.
So her home was a one-room schoolhouse initially?
Yes, and she was a good writer and was in the Atlanta paper for years. And she kept up with the me and my brother, Mother's Day come, and we studied she was a gardener and had a garden nearly every year, and so we studied up what we could give her, so we carried her a load of horse manure and surprised her with a gift, a Mother's Day gift.
Okay, and your wife, you said she helped you out with the real estate license.
Yes.
What types of things was she involved with?
Making clothes for the children and cooking and She made a dress that was recognized back then over the radio over at Athens, Georgia. She went to